You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is 2.08 p.m. right now here on Wednesday, March the 9th, and Copper is running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy hump day.
Oh, it's hump day. Oh, you got a soundtrack. You got it.
Oh, yeah.
You're all right. It is our hump day soundtrack, our new tradition. Play it.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Okay. It's probably folks in the audience are like, why is that so funny? I don't know. It just is. It just cracks me up, Copper. I don't know. But
I'm, anyway. I'm glad. Laughter is good for your health, so why not?
It is indeed, and we all need some, especially with, you know, some of the news we have to cover these days. Yeah, we definitely need more laughter. But, hey, listen, get the triple dipper sound effect ready too, Copper. And so we got a full show. I think I say that every single day. But here's the deal. We got stuff lined up for you. Number one you might want to know is that at 3 p.m., Mr. Ray Jones, a friend who I've gotten to know just in the last year or so, his family is the Jones family, Jones Valley Farm, in South Huntsville. But I'm thinking, you know, what a neat sideline story. I read the book recently about his father. You may have heard of Carl T. Jones. Yes, the same one the roads are named after, the airport and all of it. But did you know that here we are looking at war in Europe, and the last time we had war in Europe, his father, our own Carl T. Jones, was one of the architects of the Normandy invasion. We're going to talk with him about that just because I thought it was a great human interest. What a chance to hear some local history and get that, that human interest side of things on the air. So that's at 3 p.m. Mr. Ray Jones is going to call in, and we'll just have a chat for a few minutes. 3:30, if all goes as scheduled, Copper's Corner. Copper's coming on. She'll have her own perspective about something she sees out there in current events and just give it to us straight. And then at 4 p.m., you want to stay tuned because Tim James, who is a candidate for governor, is coming on the show to talk about some things that are happening right now in the news and some issues he has with Governor Ivey's recent positions on things like gas taxes. Yeah, we'll talk about all of that and more. First of all, triple dipper sound effect. Hit it, Copper.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
All right, so number one of the Triple Dipper, the themes, the storylines, the three stories you got to know. Number one is this: the spin machine is in full swing right now on Ukraine and other things. We'll talk about that in a minute. The spin machine in full gear. We'll talk about it. Number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm going to try and get to it. I haven't gotten to it in the last 2 days. Where's COVID? Where did COVID go away? Has somebody seen COVID? Please. Somebody page COVID. I don't know where COVID is because COVID was in every aspect of our lives. We couldn't get away from it. Fauci was on every single newscast every day. And then all of a sudden, poof, he is gone. So where's COVID? Number two, we'll talk about that. And then number three, the state of the state. So I've got some stuff lined up. You know, I usually resource the show, but then I also found a video clip of Governor Ivey having to answer some questions like gas taxes and why is education dead last in the nation? And her answers, I would say they left something to be desired. So we're going to break down her answers to questions. That's going to be the first thing we're going to do in number three, the state of the state. All right, lots going on. But I got to tell you, as I was looking at this, you know, I was prepping for the day, and I saw the spin machine was kind of what I was developing as one of my themes. Okay, I've said this on the show before, but let me just say I've never liked Alice in Wonderland. All right, Phil, how'd you go from spin machine to Alice in Wonderland? Stay with me. So never, like even as a kid, never have I liked Alice in Wonderland. That whole storyline just creeped me out as a kid, and I never learned to like it as an adult. I don't recall ever reading it to my kids. It's just creepy. It's like one of those weird dreams you can't wake up from that makes no sense, even though in your sleep the dream seems real, right? Mad Hatters, White Rabbits, Queens yelling, off with their heads, all of it. But the one character that really got under my skin whenever it was that I first became aware of the story of Alice in Wonderland is the Cheshire Cat. Now, I feel like I may have mentioned the Cheshire Cat on the air once before, but here's the bottom line. The Cheshire Cat was a character that actually predated Alice in Wonderland, according to numerous, you know, literary scholars. It was used in pop culture back in the day. It was a subject of quotes in other books. It was carved on the walls of buildings in England. but it was not fully developed as a perpetual example of lying and deceit and confusion until the author of Alice in Wonderland, Lewis Carroll, wrote it in his best-selling creepy novel. So in the Alice books, the Cheshire Cat was always the character who made sense while making no sense. He would quote nonsensical poems, and he would appear out of nowhere. He would float away with his body disappearing until only his head remained. I mean, my gosh! It's no wonder that Tim Burton thought that would be a great idea to put a movie together and freak out the next generation with Alice in Wonderland. The whole thing was like an LSD trip. But that Cheshire Cat, he would say things and leave Alice to wonder. He would smile as if he was her best friend, but he actually had every intent of confusing her. And then he would fade away again, just disappear. But when he did, there was always that one thing that gave him away, his smile. The Cheshire Cat couldn't stop smiling, and his smile always gave him away. I've always said before that we should beware the Cheshire Cat's smile. So what's my point here? Well, I'm using the Cheshire Cat as an analogy, as that seemingly friendly, ever-smiling purveyor of half-truths and confusions, as a springboard for my monologue today on the spin doctors who are trying to convince us that what we see is not really what we see. And they smile the whole time they do it. Take gas prices, for example. Yesterday, after being boxed in by his own party in Congress who was about to take action against Russia without him, President Biden finally decided it would be a good idea to stop funding Putin's war machine by turning off the importing of Russian oil. He took no questions, a clear sign he didn't want to talk about it or face confrontation. So later, as he was gathered outside, I think he was headed to Marine One, the press was shouting at him about gas prices. His answer, shouting back over the din of the helicopter, was, "They're going to get higher. It's Putin's fault." And he turned around and walked away. Well, Mr. Biden, we can see with our own eyes. You can try hard to quote your spin, but we know that you've been paying more. We've been paying more at the pump since the day you took office. The idea that Putin's invasion of Ukraine, less than 2 weeks old, accounts for all of your policies that you enacted over a year ago, that's a blatant attempt at a smokescreen. But we can see your smile, and it gives you away. Well, let's step to the right here a minute and see the other Cheshire Cat talking about the same topic. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, a man who is so in over his head he has to stand on his toes to catch a breath. When asked the same question about gas prices and freeing up our supply chain, he defaulted to the notion that if people would just buy electric vehicles, it would be all right. And he smiled. And people look confused, because he surely knows that in a state of hyperinflation that the buying of a new car, much less one that's typically priced higher than average fossil fuel-driven cars, is not something that is a sustainable solution, all right? And he offered up in the same breath, there's going to be energy charging stations everywhere, paid for by the federal government. But by saying that, he's acknowledging they're not there now. He just smiled, faded away. And then old Jen Psaki, that purveyor of epic spin and pugnacious and pithy half-truths, she had the audacity to look at a reporter, Peter Ducey from Fox that time, and gave him what she called some, quote, inconvenient truths. The real blame for rising gas prices, she said, is the oil and gas industry. Go blame them, she says. I'm sorry, Jen, I thought it was Putin. Or, like Buttigieg says, it was the lack of electric vehicles. No, 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 says the official Cheshire Cat with the fake smile. Those oil and gas oligarchs, they have 9,000 unused leases they can drill on tomorrow. Never mind that a lease is almost always signed in a speculative fashion to preserve a right to drill if, in fact, oil or gas is confirmed. Never mind that the Biden administration, for which Jen Psaki speaks her inconvenient truths, has taken legal action, has enacted regulations, has issued executive orders, all designed to crush the very soul of the fossil fuel industry, who know that if they even were to take action on an existing lease, they might face a government-backed stoppage the next day. But she just smiles and moves to the next question. You see, here's the deal. When we take the time to research the facts and find the evidence that supports or denies the position taken by the conflicting spinmeisters, it's as if we've just seen the Cheshire Cat smile. As surely as the smile belies his position when the Cheshire Cat tries to fade away, a well-researched position on the spin put out by politicians also gives them away. That's our ticket, my friends. We have to always take the face value and then do the research behind the spin. Do we believe it? Is it just designed to offer up a confusing position? Sometimes it's true, but then sometimes it's not. What is the truth? Well, the Cheshire Cat is just creepy. He lies and confuses and then tries to fade away with a smile that gives him away. Political spin doctors, they're that way too. But if we will look twice, if we'll do a little bit extra, we can see that creepy smile and we know the truth. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Spin Doctors. Actually, one of my favorite 90s bands, the Spin Doctors. Totally different, though, are the Spin Doctors, who try to tell you that what you see is not really what you see. I'm just telling you, man, it's amazing to me that they can stand up there with a straight face. I hope I find out one day that Jen Psaki hates her job. Because if I find out she loves it, it's going to be even more disappointing. Wow. All right, folks, we got plenty more where that came from. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.